After their enchanting experiences in the Enchanted Islands, Oliver and Captain James grew even closer, their bond strengthened by the shared thrill of adventure and discovery. With the Amulet of Eternal Wisdom around his neck, Oliver felt a draw towards their next great endeavor, the mythical sunken city of Atlantis. Myths spoke of Atlantis as a city of unparalleled splendor, submerged beneath the ocean waves after falling out of favor with the deities. It was said to house technological wonders and knowledge far beyond the comprehension of modern man. The allure of such treasures spurred Oliver and Captain James on as they set their course into the deep blue. Their journey to the depths was anything but smooth sailing. Tempestuous storms battered their vessel, testing the limits of their seasoned ship. They narrowly escaped whirlpools and sea monsters, guided by the wisdom granted by the amulet. Then, when the skies finally cleared, they found themselves above a stretch of ocean unlike any other, where the water shimmered with an ethereal light. Following ancient maps and cryptic clues spoken in legends, they dove beneath the waves, the amulet illuminating their path. They navigated through underwater chasms and vivid coral reefs, teeming with life. Eventually, they came upon a grand submerged archway, marking the entrance to the lost city of Atlantis. The city was awe-inspiring, with towering structures and intricate carvings, all preserved perfectly by the ocean's embrace. Oliver and Captain James explored the silent streets, finding artifacts and ancient machinery that hummed with latent energy. They discovered a library filled with scrolls detailing incredible knowledge and wisdom. As they ventured deeper, they found the heart of Atlantis, a grand crystal chamber housing a source of power that kept the city alive. But before they could approach it, they were confronted by the Guardians of Atlantis, ethereal beings who were once the city's inhabitants, now bound to protect its secrets. Oliver, with the amulet's power, communicated with the Guardians, proving their pure intentions. The Guardians recognized their noble hearts and granted them access to the crystal chamber. Within, Oliver and Captain James were bestowed with understanding and enlightenment that transcended time. Realizing the significance of Atlantis's wisdom, Oliver and Captain James vowed to use their newfound knowledge to better the world. But the adventure wasn't over yet. The Guardians spoke of a greater purpose, a destiny that awaited them beyond the ocean's borders. As they returned to the surface with their ship's hold filled with ancient wonders, the father and son looked to the horizon. Their journey had led them to incredible discoveries, but it was the lessons learned and the bond between them that were the true treasures. As the sun dipped below the horizon, casting a golden glow over the water, they knew their adventures were far from over. There were more secrets to uncover, more mysteries to unravel. The next chapter was just beginning in part 4, The Guardian's Legacy, to be continued.